Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something pretty fresh in the contemporary art scene, Art Lab Brussels.
Yeah, we've got this document. Their proposal basically aimed at getting brands involved,
Right.
and it gives us a really good look inside, what they're trying to build.
Exactly. So our mission today is, well, what is this Art Lab Brussels thing? What makes it tick? Why should you care?
Let's get into it.
Okay, so first off, the location kind of jumps out. 375 Avenue Louise in Brussels. And they mention it's in a quote, vibrant artistic district. That tells you something straight away, doesn't it?
It really does. In art, location isn't just about like parking.
Yeah.
It signals you're part of a scene, a certain energy.
Right. And the name, too, a 6-month modern art lab.
Yeah, that lab part.
Yeah.
It suggests experimentation, right?
Yeah,
Something
yeah.
more dynamic than just, a gallery.
Totally. They don't see it as just paintings on a wall. It's a living, ever-evolving space dedicated entirely to artistic exploration and experimentation. That's quite a statement.
It is. It means the place itself might change, shift.
That every visit offers a new perspective, an immersive encounter.
Exactly. So it's not just a one and done visit. They're building in reasons to come back.
It challenges that whole static exhibition idea.
Definitely.
Okay, so who's behind this? It says David Milikowski and friends.
And it highlights David Milikowski himself and his business partner, Corinne Isbrand. She's CEO of Millie Films International.
Ah, so you've got the creative and the strategic side right there.
Absolutely. And Milikowski,
Yeah.
wow, his background is, well, it's incredibly diverse. Painter, exhibited way back in the 70s at Palais des Beaux-Arts. Filmmaker, won awards in Venice.
Okay.
Sculptor, writer, producer. And apparently, he just got like 36 awards for one film script.
Wow. Okay, so a serious multidisciplinary artist. And for this project, he's showing work called La Forza del Destino.
Which is about finding beauty in chaos, apparently. Intriguing title.
Yeah, it is. And pairing him with Corinne Isbrand, her media background, it suggests they've really thought about how to present this, how to market it.
It feels very intentional. Like his varied background, film, art, even ads, might mean a more maybe cinematic or experiential approach inside the lab itself.
Absolutely. And then there's the curator. This is big. Anne Veronica Janssens.
Oh, wow. Okay. A major Belgian artist herself. That brings a huge amount of artistic credibility.
And they describe her curatorial angle here as radical contemporary, focusing on artists who challenge how we see things through. So who has she picked so far? We know about two artists for the initial lineup.
Right. First is Jasius Milius, Dutch artist, but based in Brussels.
Okay.
Multi-award winner, shown work internationally. Paris, Antwerp, Vienna.
And his work, what's it like?
They say he creates captivating experiences using, well, all sorts of stuff. Drawing, sculpture, video, immersive installations.
Okay, multi-talented.
Yeah. And the description mentions exploring the friction between perception and desire. Creating unsettling yet delightful dissonances. Sounds like art that makes you think, maybe feel a bit off balance, but in an interesting way.
And the other artist?
Ugluspegi,
Yeah.
UK artist, born 89, so they call him ultra contemporary.
Okay, younger generation.
He does sculpture, drawing, painting, often these kind of surreal imaginary landscapes.
Interesting. So it's clear this isn't just like hang paintings, open doors. That living idea is central.
Totally. Designed to offer something new with each visit, they say.
And they're targeting a specific crowd. Over 3,000 invites going out. Collectors, curators, art lovers, international press.
Very focused. The short time frame, the known artists, the changing experience. It's all geared towards creating buzz, getting the right people talking.
Okay, so that's the core art project, but the document is also pitching to brands, which tells us a lot about the experience they want to create around the art.
Right, and their pitch isn't just give us money, it's about partnering in something greater.
Aligning with excellence, heritage, emotion, exclusivity, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and tapping into that, post-pandemic desire for real cultural experiences. Plus, visibility in the city.
So how do they bring brands into this living lab? Let's look at the actual partnership stuff they're proposing.
This is where you see the strategy. It's not just a logo on a wall. They're offering ways for brands to connect with this very specific, discerning audience.
And the experiences sound pretty high end, like VIP evenings. That's definitely aiming for elegance and intimacy, more than your average gallery opening with warm wine.
Definitely. It's creating a very specific atmosphere.
Then you've got the openings and closings, vernissages and finissages.
Yeah, and they're talking live artist performances, immersive happenings, turning the whole space into the event.
Making it a living work of art, yeah. with lots of press, digital coverage.
That digital part is crucial now. Videos, stories, articles. It takes the event beyond the room, gives it a longer life.
This next one sounds really unique. Artisan collaboration and private auctions.
I thought so too. Select guests get unique fabric artworks made by the artists.
And then tailored by a master couturier from Paris.
Yeah, that's very specific, very bespoke.
It creates this incredibly personal high-craft connection between the art, the guest, and the experience. Super exclusive. And finally, live concerts on some evenings.
Mm-hmm. Creating a dialogue between the art and the music.
Mm-hmm.
Again, for Brussels' most discerning guests.
It keeps coming back to that multi-sensory thing. Visual art, music, even food and drink at the VIP events.
We're trying to build a whole world, a richer experience than just looking. Which, you know, thinking back to Anne Veronica Janssen's curating.
Yeah.
Her involvement really grounds this whole thing.
Good point. Okay, so they have different ways for brands to get involved. The packages.
Right, different levels. The top one is prestige partnership. 50,000 euros.
The ultimate experience. Maximum visibility, bespoke stuff on site, valet parking, tastings, sponsoring a concert.
That's for a brand that wants to be deeply woven into the fabric of the event, really visible and engaged. Premium access, meet the artists, luxury gifts, the works.
Then there's the signature partnership, 30,000, confident elegance, they call it.
Targeted visibility, so press and social media mentions. VIP invites, getting associated with the events that are already happening.
So still prominent, still accessing the network, but maybe less involved in creating custom things.
Seems like it. A strong presence without the top-tier bespoke elements.
And in the essence partnership, 10,000 euros.
This is the core visibility option. Logo on materials, social media shout-outs, a few VIP invites.
So a way to be associated, show support, get a foot in the door, basically.
Exactly. A foundational level of involvement.
And how they wrap up the invitation to partners is quite powerful, I thought.
Yeah.
This is more than a sponsorship. It is a cultural statement, a tribute to authenticity, and an artistic experiment unlike any other.
Mm.
It proves that even the smallest of spaces can have the widest cultural reach.
That really sums up their ambition, doesn't it? It's not just asking for cash. It's inviting brands to be part of something bigger, something innovative.
So wrapping up our deep dive here, Art Lab Brussels. It really does feel like something different.
Yeah, it's not just another gallery. It's this dynamic six-month lab concept in a key Brussels location.
What really makes it stand out, I think, is that emphasis on being a living space and how they've woven the brand partnership opportunities into that whole immersive idea. It's quite seamless.
It really is. A smart blend of art and strategy.